my fair Plymouth boys. Can't you hear how the trumpets sound? For the want of a longboat, in the ocean we were lost, and the most of our merry men drowned. For sailors that sail on the deep.
Michael Cooney with a nice old song, The Mermaid, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets bills. Weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP, FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM, Grove City, WCUC, FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to apps such as TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, as well as a link to our listen by phone number, which is 631-359-8728.
These are the rules for the dog of the house. We humans made them up for you canines to abide. Now don't you wag your tails and give that look with your eye. What on earth makes you think we'll ever change your mind? Are not allowed in the house. Have you heard me yet? You're not allowed in the house. Oh, well, come on in. You can come into the house, but only certain rooms. Do you hear me now? Well, what's that you say? You want freedom of the house. You mean you want to roam all over the house? Well, I suppose it's okay to have free range of the house, but you better not put your paws on the couch, because the chair and the sofa are for my tail alone. And if you think you're getting up there, well, you got it all wrong. Well, the furniture's okay if it's old and it's worn, and I guess you should have figured on that all along. To sleep on the bed for you dogs is a blast, but by invitation only. You can do it if you're asked, and you can't get under the covers with the human of the home, because it just isn't decent and you never be done. Now, what's that you say? Little pals with all the hair demand an equal rights and be treated fair and square. And now you're wanting your own pillow and the side with the view. And I have to ask permission now to sleep up there with you. I think not. The rules for the dog of the house. We humans made them up for you canines to abide. Now don't you wag your tails and give that look with your eye. What on earth makes you think we'll ever change your minds? Hey, these are the rules.
New music from Bette Padgett called Rules for the Dog of the House. New music from her. And I don't know if you know, but National Dog Day is August 26th, the day to encourage folks to consider having a dog as a pet. The sound hound is going to be by in a moment challenging you to identify a sound that he brought today.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to Maker Date on Saturday, September 27th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Maverick Hotel. Maker Date features opportunities to bid on creative learning experiences with talented makers, as well as raffle baskets, games, food, drinks, and live music. Attendees are encouraged to wear costumes for the event. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth in Pittsburgh. More information about Maker Date is available at assemblepgh.org/makerdate.
Well, the sound hound indeed is here, and we've let him in the door. He is always welcome here. And in a moment, we are going to get the song gently away from the sound hound, and we'll see if you can identify it once you have a chance to hear it. Sound hound, if you would please present the sound. I've got it, and here it is. 412-200-5975. If you could identify it one more time.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck with today's Sound Hound Puzzle. We give the dog a snack while you work on it at 412-200-5975.
I don't know what will become of me if I can leave one cross eye on the track. The echo of your voice still says you're coming back. Why don't you lock me in a cell? Throw out the key, you might as well. Those memories keep hanging on and you're gone. Just let me left. I found your little hound here waiting by the door. A fool could see that you don't want me anymore. You gave me hope where there was
I'm just a typical American boy from a typical American town. I believe in God and Senator Dodd and keeping old Castro down. And when it came my time to serve, I knew better dead than red. But when I got to my old draft board, honey, this is what I said. Sarge, I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen and always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat, my feet all flat, and my asthma's getting worse. Oh, think of my career, my sweetheart dear, my poor old Evelyn Ann. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm a-going to school and I'm a-working in a defense plan. I got a dislocated disc and a racked-up back. I'm allergic to flowers and bugs. And when the bombshell hits, I get epileptic fits and I'm addicted to a thousand drugs. I got the weakness woes. I can't touch my toes. I can hardly reach my knees. And if the enemy come close to me, I'll probably start to sneeze. Sarge, I'm only 18. I got a ruptured spleen and I always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat and my feet all flat and my eyes are muzzled. Getting worse. Oh, think of my career, my sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm a going to school and I'm a working in a defense plan. Don't like Osama bin Laden and I hope he's downtrodden, but one thing you gotta see, that someone's gotta go over there and that someone isn't me. So I wish you well, Sarge, give him hell. Yeah, kill me a thousand or so. And if you ever get a war without blood and gore, I'll be the first to go. Sod, I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen and I always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat and my feet all flat and my asthma's are getting worse. Oh, think of my career, my sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm going to school and I'm working in a defense plan. Sarge, I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen and always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat and my feet all flat and my asthma's are getting worse. Oh, think of my career, my sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm going to school and I'm working in a defense plan.
That's the group Disappear Fear, with their interpretation of Phil Oakes's Draft Dodger Rag. The Gina Furtado Project, before that, with a tune called Gone. I'll tell you what Caden said in just a moment. Caden, you really made me smile. Here is today's Soundhound puzzle, 412-200-5975. Caden was among the very first people to send us a note by way of his mom, Annie. And Caden said the answer and said, everyone is going to get it right. And Caden, you're right. We've had a lot of correct answers. You can still share yours at 412-200-5975. Angie and Mars got it. So did Patrick in Stanton Heights. And Patrick in South Park. Mike and Mars has it. Tom and McCandless got it. Larry and Vanessa have the correct answer, as does Tommy in Virginia. And Linda in Collier, half of the dynamic duo of Linda and Fred. Bruce and Ingram with the correct answer. John in Economy Borough has it. Mrs. Pudge has the correct answer. Nice to hear from you, Mrs. Pudge, out in Lambertine. This has a way of coming right to you, if you know it. Bill came up with the correct answer. Listening out near Homer City today. Well done, Bill. And I see that Jess in the South Hills also has the correct answer. And we've got a correct answer in Warren, Ohio, with Dust Bowl Jack. I think he's in Warren today. Good morning, Dust Bowl.
Good morning. Actually, we moved.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that's right. You did.
Yeah, we moved to Liberty Township, and we're about 2 miles away from Interstate 80, heading south from our home here. So that's right. That's where we live at now. We've been here since 2023.
Oh, time passes. You know, we, because of the way our call and texting systems work, we will note the town that you're from, and sometimes that doesn't automatically get updated. How far away is Liberty Borough from Warren? Was that a big move?
Oh, about 7 or 8 miles.
Okay, so you're still relatively close. Well, I'm glad...
we're in the same county. We're still in Trumbull County.
You figured it out. What answer did you come up with?
I say it's symbols.
Absolutely. A crash of a symbol, specifically. And I have to admit, I was watching... a drummer earlier this week, and he was doing so much with the cymbals that he had, it made me think that a crash of a cymbal would be a good suggestion for the sound hound, although it's a very distinctive sound. If you know what it is, you know immediately what it is, don't you? Speaking of hounds, do I hear a sound hound there in the background?
Not quite yet, but I heard my wife talking to him.
Yeah, that's what I thought, is she might be coaxing him around a little bit. The banjo player we had on last week, Enzo Chiodi, played our solar concert series with Nick Grabigal on drums, and the two of them were amazing together, answering each other's rhythms on drums and banjo. And I don't know if I've ever seen anybody work the cymbals quite the way that Nick did. It was a beautiful show. We did record it. We don't have it for today, but we'll try to feature some songs from it in a future week.
Yep.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm hearing that, yeah.
Thanks for your call, and I hope you have a good weekend planned.
Yeah, we're going to have our Anti Car Club's having their corn roast today.
Oh.
In Clark Borough, which is like north of Hermitage, Pennsylvania. So.
Well, that should be very nice. I hope it's a good day weather-wise for it, and that you get a good turnout, too, on a day today.
They had a picnic earlier in the year, and it was so darn hot. We only had around 25 people show up. We normally get more than that. So. Well, today, thanks. We have a better day and have a nice gathering up there and at the Clark Borough building. So.
Excellent. Well, here's hoping for a good one. And thanks, Dust Bowl. Take care. Dust Bowl Jack of Liberty Borough. And Carla is here now. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. You sound happy, cheerful.
I'm putting on a good act. Yes. I'm sort of stressed at this time of the year, you know, back to school and enrollment for the business, you know, and getting my new roof and new plumbing and, you know. But no, I'm doing okay. And I knew that sound right away because I played in many, many, many bands. And I, you know, I love music. And I started out as a music major.
But that is a symbol.
It is a symbol?
Yes, indeed.
And it's specifically a hat symbol.
Yes, and here it is, a cymbal, and there's so many different sounds you can make with a cymbal. We had a lot of people guessing simply Zildjian, a well-known brand of cymbals, and guessing other brands, too. Don't know what brand it is. Oh, Jim in Crafton Heights says it's the last sound when you tell a bad joke, followed by the...
Oh, that too.
Ba-dump bump, right?
Yeah, ba-dump bump.
Ba-dump bump. There it is.
There you go. You got it. Yeah, and I don't know. Every time I hear that sound, I think of a very unfortunate encounter I had with one when I was... Because, you know, I'm totally blind, and I played in the band, and somehow I was supposed to come on... You know, the band was playing, and I was supposed to step out and do a saxophone solo, and I was behind the stage curtains, and I somehow got entangled in the stage curtains, and I ran into and knocked over the cymbal.
Oh, no.
Right in the middle of a very quiet song. Gosh, I was so embarrassed. I just wanted to crawl into a hole somewhere. And then when I was doing the solo, this was the worst day at that time, the worst day of my life. But now, of course, a lot of things have really dwarfed that day. But in the middle of my saxophone solo, I got the hiccups.
Oh, my gosh.
So I walked over, there was a spare piano, so I just started to improvise on the piano, so there's something there, because I couldn't, I mean, and those hiccups were going into, they amplified it, I was on mic, and I was in 10th grade, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, and that was my debut, or debut, at Peters Township High School.
It's funny the things that can mortify you when you're younger, and you eventually... Actually, it works both ways. There's things that mortify you when you're older that probably don't mortify you when you're younger. It probably works. Works both
ways. Yes, it works both ways. It really does. But, no, that's what that was. And that song that he played right before about the dog, that I think Sparky wrote that song.
I thought you would like that song. That's brand new into our library. And I wanted to be sure we played that around SoundHound time. Her name's Bet Paget. Rules for the Dog of the House. And I noticed that she changes the rules throughout the song to eventually let the dog pretty much do whatever the dog wants to do, which makes sense.
No, Sparky had a way of changing rules, too. I'd make rules and he'd break them.
Well, a charge to you. Well done. Good to talk to you as always.
Thank you.
Take care. And congratulations to you if you, like Caden, knew that we were looking for a symbol. There it is. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 15 minutes.
Mr. Bassman, you got that certain something. Mr. Bassman, you said that music thumping. To you it's easy when you go 1, 2, 3.
You mean
yeah, Mr. Bassman, you're on all the songs. With a boom boom and a boom boom boom. Hey, Mr. Bassman, you're the hidden king of rock and roll. Did a bop bop bop.
No,
it don't mean a thing when the lead is singing or when he goes hi yi yi. Hey, Mr. Bassman, I'm asking just one thing. Will you teach me? Mr. Bassman, I wanna be a bassman too. Do the bop bop bop.
Try this. Bop 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 bop.
Hey, Mr. Bassman, I think I'm really with it. With a boom boom and a boom boom a doo-doo-doo-doo. Come on, Mr. Bassman. Now I'm a bassman too. Do the bop 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 bop.
That's it. Bop 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 bop.
It don't mean a thing when the lead is singing or when he goes hi-yi-yi-yi. Hey, Mr. Bassman, I'm asking just one thing. Will you teach me? Yeah, the way you sing. 'Cause
bass man. I want to be a bass man too. Did a bop bop bop.
Try this.
Hey, Mr. Bass man, I think I'm really with it. With a boom boom and a boom boom did it. Come on, Mr. Bass man. Now I'm a bass man too. Did a bop bop bop.
Looking good.
Ooh.
Barefoot Movement, Wade in the Water, by request. And you also heard Mr. Bassman by Johnny Cymbal. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, gonna lay darling Corey down. Wake up, darling Corey, what makes you sleep so sound? The revenue officers are coming. They're gonna tear your still house down. Well, the first time I saw darling Corey, he was sitting on the banks of the sea. Had a 44 around his body and a banjo on his knee. Gun. I ain't no woman for fighting, but I'll die before I run. Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, gonna lay darling Corey down. Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow.
That is a group called The Real Sarahs, along with Alex Degrassi and Darlin' Corey, the name of the tune. Morning to Jim, who was playing along with our sound hound puzzle a few moments ago. He thought it might have been a garbage can lid going up and down. I hear that. A cymbal is the answer we were looking for. Congratulations if you came up with it Our Afterthoughts puzzle is coming up next.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's SPACIAL audio.com.
Listening to the Saturday Light Brigade on a smartphone, tablet, or computer is as easy as visiting slbradio.org, where you'll find an easy-to-use audio player to hear our live program on Saturdays from 6 a.m. to noon Eastern and a 24/7 stream of past programs at other times. You can also hear SLB on free apps such as TuneIn, Radio Garden, Simple Radio, and Streama by opening the app and searching on SLB or the Saturday Light Brigade. The internet is a great way to join us from anywhere in the world from 6 a.m. to noon Eastern.
And thank you for doing that. No matter how you are listening, we are glad that you are. And as Andrew, one of our Youth Media Center teens, just pointed out, it is easier than ever to listen online. Let's see if it's easy for you to solve this morning's Afterthoughts puzzle. We are about to give you three words, and one word naturally follows the three. Are you ready? The words are pin, fly, and cart. Pin, fly, and cart. Do you think you know the word that naturally can be placed after each of those three? Maybe you have some other candidates to include as clues. We hope you'll share them with us.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
I just thought of another clue that's too good not to give you. Paddle. Paddle. 412-200-5975. Good luck with today's Afterthoughts puzzle. A few very quick correct answers. John and Addie in East Deer, Larry in Elwood City, John in Economy Borough, Martha and Bill in Stanton Heights, Mike in Mars, and Gail in Stanton Heights. Well done. Tony, good morning. He's in Baden. We got your message, and we'll be sure to follow your special instructions, Tony. Here's a song we haven't played in quite a while by a group called Elixir. You'll know the song. The arrangement's fun.
Baby loves Jordan, Jordan. Mama's baby loves Jordan bread. shortly, shortly, mama's little baby love shortly bread. So put on a skillet, slip on the lid. Mama's gonna make us some shortly bread. And that ain't all that mama's gonna do. She gonna cook us some corn for two. Mama's little baby love shortly, shortly. Shortening bread. Mama's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mama's little baby loves shortening bread. Baby loves shortening, shortening. Mama's little baby loves shortening bread. Mama's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mama's little baby loves shortening bread. Shortening, shortening, shortening bread. Shortening, shortening, shortening bread. Mama's little baby loves beef back, beef back. Mama's little baby loves beef back ribs. Mama's little baby loves beef back, beef back. Mama's little baby loves beef back ribs. Mama say, baby, won't you eat some peas? Baby say, mama, now come on, please. Veggie got nothing, nothing that'll last. Veggie gonna only make me pass some gas. Cause mama's little baby loves beef back, beef back. Mama's little baby loves beef back ribs. Mama little baby loves beef back, beef back. Mama's little baby loves beef back ribs. Baby chewed the beef back on a boat. The boat took a picture, got stuck in his throat. Took him to the doctor. Doctor say, sis, I've been to three county fairs, but I never seen this. Cause mama's little baby loves beef back, beef back. Mama's little baby loves a beef back rib. Mama little baby love beef back, beef back. Mama little baby love beef back rib. Mama say, baby, gonna put you to the test. Took him to a beef back eating contest. Baby ate the most ribs, won first prize. Now mama got some money and a gleam in her eyes. Because the mama's little baby loves a beef back, beef back. Mama's little baby love beef back rib. Mama little baby love beef back, beef back. Mama little baby love beef back rib. Mama little baby love beef back ribs. Mama little baby love beef back ribs.
That is Craig Nottingham.
Skiddly bop, bop, shoo wop.
With his first recording that I'm aware of in about 30 years, we used to play Craig Nottingham on the air a lot. And he just released a new album called Limestone Wizard, and that's Mama's Little Baby. And you heard Elixir with Shortening Bread. Before that, we're in the midst of solving our afterthoughts puzzle. The words are pin, fly, and cart. Pin, fly, and cart. We're looking for... I think I know what Caden was thinking. Caden had said the word horse, and I was thinking, wait a minute, but horse could come before horse cart, horse fly, maybe. Horse pen, but there's a word that follows after these. Now, we could add paddle as a clue. So paddle blank, pin blank, fly blank, cart blank, water would be another clue. And let's see what some other brigadiers had to say. I see that Mr. and Mrs. Pudge got the correct answer, Super Pudge and Mrs. Pudge. Yes, because Ani also thought that power could be a clue, but that would be horsepower. So I think you might be playing in the opposite way. And we've done puzzles like that, too. We're looking for the word that comes afterwards at this point. The McDonald's of Kaiser, West Virginia, came up with the correct answer. And so did Patrick of South Park and Bruce of Ingram. And Tom in McCandless says, for people of a certain age, let's add big as a clue. And we could also add fifth as a clue. Ruth in Greenfield, good morning. She has the correct answer. Jaylene in Alabama also thought big would be a good clue. Tommy has fifth and big and water as clues. And I mentioned that Jaylene and Mike in Union Hill, Alabama, have the correct answer. Gail gives the clue, wagon. That's a great clue. John and Addie have the correct answer. Larry in Elwood City has it. John in Economy Borough got it, so did Mike and Mars, and Martha and Bill in Stanton Heights, and Gail in Stanton Heights. And Bernard in Aetna got it. The word we were looking for, wheel, pinwheel, cartwheel, and a flywheel. You could also include paddle wheel among those words and some of the other ones that you just heard. Wheel, that is the word we were looking for. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you, hey, if you got it.
Hey, I'm gonna be a wheel someday. I'm gonna be somebody. I'm gonna be a real gone cat. Then I won't want you. Everything gonna roll my way. I won't need nobody. I'm gonna be a real gone cat.
Swish, 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 swish. Well, the wipers on the bus go swish, swish, swish all through the town. Well, the horn of the bus goes beep, 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 beep. Well, the horn of the bus goes beep, 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 all through the town. Well, the muffler on the bus goes brrr, brrr, brrr. The muffler on the bus goes brrr, all through the town. Now, you know what happens when we hit a big bump in the road, man. We go way up into the air. Here we go. Well, the people on the bus go whoop and down, whoop and down, whoop and down. Well, the people on the bus go whoop and down all through the town. Well, the babies on the bus go way, 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 way. Well, the babies on the bus go way, 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 all through the town. Well, the mommies and the daddies say, shh, 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 shh. Well, the mommies and the daddies say, shh, 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 all through the town. Well, the mommies and the daddies say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Well, the mommies and the daddies say, I love you, all through the town. Well, the wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round, all through the town.
That's the old town. School of Folk Music, some members of that group with the wheels on the bus. And Tom Mint and Mason Baia before that, and I'm going to be a wheel someday. Bill and Lucius Burrow also knew that we were looking for the word wheel. And also some answers I missed from Linda, half of the dynamic duo of Linda and Fred in Collier. Jim in Crafton Heights also mentioned a big wheel, and that could be the reference to, you know, the C-suite executive being the big wheel at the company, or the molded plastic tricycle. Many baby boomers like me and probably Jim rode down hills. John and Carrick knew the correct answer. And let me check our social media accounts at SLB Radio. I see that Susan came up with wheel. Well done, Susan. Or it might have been the other Susan that came up with it, in any event. Thank you. And I remember those big wheels. Ricky, did you have a big wheel growing up? This big tricycle. In some ways, it was often a toy more given to boys because it was kind of a reckless tricycle, at least the way I remember it. And I'll never forget growing up in Gilmore Acres, taking that big wheel to the top of Big Stephendale. And the idea, it was a huge hill, but you still needed somebody like Dave Johnson, or maybe Kathy Moida's older brother Mike, to give you a huge push. And down you would go, down Big Stephendale, with the hopes that you would get enough energy behind you that you could get up the little hump in the road that led to Little Stephendale, which gave you another dip. The idea was to get that energy. It was all physics, you know, kinetic energy and trying to get it, you know, moving, potential energy and kinetic energy. But there was also a strong potential for the big wheel to simply topple over resulting in skinned knees and such. But that was life in the world of asphalt in the 60s.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including its free weekly newsletter, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Dan N. Clarion notes that next Saturday, August 30th, is National Porch Music Day, and he'll be celebrating on his porch at 126 South 7th Avenue in Clarion. All are welcome. Thank you for letting us know that, Dan. Well, we've got a lot of birthdays that we are about to celebrate. You are always welcome to share a birthday with us. We celebrate on or before each birthday. And today, we begin with a few people born today. They include Robert Gray, our Director of Operations. Rob becomes a prime number again today, if I'm doing my math correctly. Happy birthday to you, Rob. Today is also Emma's birthday, Grandma Linda, and Grandpa's birthday, Emma. Says here, Emma is 16. Happy birthday to Tracy of East Liberty, from Kim in Homewood, and to Noah of Indiana, Pennsylvania, from Mom and Dad and Jack, and to Bub, also known as Annie, from Chris and Becky, and Sister Sarah. Tomorrow, Jill from Dad Frank, John from wife Stacy, Caitlin of Shaler from your family. Also on the 24th, we have Roseanne of Ligonier from Joe and Aaron, and Becca of Upper St. Clair from Barb and Norm, as well as Nathan, Julie, and Catherine Alicia. On August 25th, happy birthday to Olivia of Allison Park from Mom and Dad, and Aiden and Addie. Terry of Greensburg, happy birthday to you on the 25th. On the 26th, Brian, Christy must love you. I know she does. One way that she's also showing it is she wanted us to be sure we wished you a happy birthday from her, as well as Gabe and Simon. Happy birthday, Brian. Allie of Baldwin, happy birthday to you from Mom and Dad and Andy. And Ava of Penn Hills, happy birthday to you from your family. Happy birthday on August 27th to Heaven Marie from Mom, to Ralph of Regent Square from your family, to Kelly of Texas from Erica, to Justin of Delmont from your family, and to Cassie of St. Augustine from your family. And it's the anniversary of Samuel and Margarita of Evan City. Happy birthday, or happy anniversary to the two of you. And we turn now to the 28th, where we have a few special birthdays. Shelley from husband Tony and daughter Michaela, happy birthday, Shelley, on August 28th. And that's the same date that Shelley's brother-in-law, Stephen, celebrates. He is in Fort Mill, South Carolina. Happy birthday to you, Stephen. Tony wanted to be sure that we remembered both of your birthdays. Liana of Bellevue, happy birthday to you on August 28th. From Mom and Dad and Laurel. And Jonathan, happy birthday to Jonathan Kennewick from your family on the 28th. On the 29th, we have Philip Korkowski in Stuttgart, Germany, from brother Aaron and parents John and Addie. Also from Lisa and James, and Jude, Seth, Cora. Philip is 42 years old on August 29th. Lori of Brentwood celebrates that date. Aaron, Porter, and Quinn wish her a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Ruth from Lee, Amy, and Chris. Christopher of Regent Square from your family. Jacqueline of Bethel Park from Ronnie, Haley, Nicole, and Donald and Paula. And Freddie of Dormont from Chris, closing out our birthdays on August 29th. Happy birthday to you.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us.